1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Hey, we're back to school, back into September, and lots happening with Stratford Public Library. Absolute pleasure to have Shauna Kostash join us. Shauna, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Jamie. Nice to see you in person. We usually do this on the phone.
Exactly. So good to have you in studio because we've got so much going on with Stratford Public Library as we're kind of back to school time now.
Yeah. We're so excited. We're back in the thick of it. We're full of students that are trying to get into their learning and teachers getting back into the swing of things too, and it just feels really nice to get back into routines. So we've got lots of things going on to support students of all ages at the library this fall. Mm-hmm. We're really excited for high school students. The main thing we want high school students to know is that we're here for them for learning how to do their research. Mm. So I'm hearing a lot of feedback from teachers that students aren't necessarily comfortable accessing and searching in databases, don't necessarily know their primary and secondary sources, that kind of thing. Mm. So if they get an assignment and they have to build out like their works cited list, we are so happy to show them how to use the databases, what counts as what kind of source, databases are the best ones to access, and sure. You know, like the things you can find that you can't find on Google because it's behind a paywall. So that's, we're really excited to be able to do that with the high school students this year. We've got databases that'll work for science projects, for health projects, for history, media literacy, all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
there's an example where your Stratford Public Library is your resource right there.
And it's something, I think it's kind of a hidden thing because for a long time people forgot that there was an art to searching.
Yes.
But you know, with AI becoming more of a thing and people just having more and more information fed to them through TikTok algorithms and that kind of thing, people are starting to realize, oh, I do need to know how to search.
Yeah, you need to be organized in your search, and that's where Stratford Public Library comes in.
Yeah, for sure.
And elementary students, too.
Elementary students as well. So we actually have a separate suite of databases that are more suitable for the littles, which is nice. So a little bit easier to search, a little bit more graphics intensive. Again, we're so happy to show the kids how to do the search, what terms they can use. Because they're not always used to having to search that way. And we just love sitting down with little kids and getting them started on that research journey. So, and helping them shape their projects. It's a lot of fun for us too. So,
and I guess we should mention also for educators as well.
So educators often come to us hoping to build out their resources to be able to offer the class. And that's something we're always really happy to help out with. So we can help out with curriculum support. We can help out with the actual physical resources. So we have a special card called an educator card, and they can take out like a large volume of materials on whatever subject they're working on with the kids, bring it home. The card gives them double the loan period, which is really nice. They don't have to blow through the unit with the kids. They've got all the materials for a nice long time, and there aren't overdue fees associated with it. So,
There's some things right there I did not know with Stratford Public Library.
It's pretty cool. And then if they sign up for email notification with that educator card, then they'll get our newsletter for teachers too on a semi-regular basis. Yeah. So just kind of giving them tips and tricks, which is nice to have.
Perfect.
And then we just try to be like a lovely resource and environment to support learning like all day, all week, right? Because the school's a great place, but it's done by 3:30. They can't get to the school libraries on the weekends. So we're open in the evenings till 9 o'clock at night. We've got our Wi-Fi. We've got quiet study space. We've got all the people here who are happy to support. So we're really excited to be able to do all this for everybody. We can also help with a bit of tech help if students aren't used to using the same kind of software the school is using for like document formatting, if they're not used to Microsoft Word or whatever the school is using, Google Documents, we can show them how to use that too. So.
And I'm thinking certainly for a lot of students that don't necessarily have this technology available for them in their homes or
not
where they
always,
are.
Right? Not always. And so we're really happy to be able to be there for them. We have Chromebooks that they can check out and use in the library. So they don't have to sit like right at the main area where it's really busy. They can take a little laptop and go someplace quiet and just let us know when they need something.
Yeah. So I imagine right now is really the crunch time, if you will. I don't know if that's the right word. We're back to school because we're getting back into all of this. I imagine it's quite a busy time for students and educators at the library at this time.
Yeah, it can be really busy for them. And so to go with all like the usual supports you'd expect for education and learning, we try to have some social support that's in place too for the community. So one thing we're really excited to be able to offer this fall is an anti-hate education program. So Sarah McIntyre-Roy from CMHA, she comes in every Wednesday from 11 to 1 on the main floor. And she's just there for any students who are experiencing any kind of bullying or hate in their school day. She's got all kinds of resources and supports for them. She's also available to caregivers. I know that's kind of an awkward time for the caregivers to get in, but if you have a kid who's experiencing any of that, please let us know. We've got Sarah's contact information. We can put you in contact.
Wow, that's good to know.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Sarah for this. We've got Children's Resource Consultant drop-in as well. That's every other Monday, 2:15 to 4:15 on the kids' floor. It's a mouthful, but what it is basically a worker who comes in and she's got resources to see if your little one is meeting kind of milestones for language development, potty training, sleep training, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
We got you covered.
We do. We've got a social worker here, 1 to 3 on Tuesdays. She's going to be the first and third Tuesday of every month starting in October. Thank goodness this is all on the website.
But just thinking at this time of year too, when we're talking about, you know, getting back into school, finding out what resources are available, but also, you know, at the school, you're finding out what's available and finding out what's available at Stratford Public Library. Like, this is the perfect time.
Yeah, it is. It's a good time of year to get it all out there. Yeah. And then, you know, for parents too, might be feeling with seeing their kids go back to school, thinking, oh, geez, you know, I wish I could learn something new or try something new. And so we also have Adult Learning of Perth County who comes into the library. And we like to refer to them as our guidance counselors for being an adult. So if you are thinking about trying a new career or trying a new degree or hobby, they can get you connected with all the resources and a learning path to make that happen, which is really cool too.
It is amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Anything else you want to spotlight? So much going on.
So the only other thing I wanted to chat about is Welcoming Week is coming up, which is September 12th to 21st. And that is something that started in 2012. And it's being adopted across North America. A bunch of people identified that we need to find more ways to help newcomers in our communities feel welcome. And certainly in this area, we've got some studies that show that newcomers to this Perth County area do sometimes feel a little bit excluded. So Stratford Library is really excited to be jumping on to Welcoming Week.
Yeah,
so this year we are having a tour on Monday in partnership with the YMCA Settlement Services, who are frequently in the library.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so we'll just take people around, show them the different language resources that we have. We've got different collections in different languages. We have different databases you can use in different languages. And then Settlement Services will talk about all the amazing things they offer too.
So. See, there you go. Again, Stratford Public Library is a welcoming place. It's such a welcome spot for the community.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to serve this community. It's an exciting place to go in every day for all of us. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. But for those of us that just didn't want to let go to summer just yet, how did the summer reading program go?
My goodness, summer reading went gangbusters. So I'm not one of the people who's usually involved in providing the programming, but my understanding is that we broke records again this year for attendance, which is wonderful.
Gosh, great,
for the number of kids registered in the program. And just, you know, it just feeds our souls every year seeing all the little kids come in. You know, they tell us how many books they've read and what books they read and which one they loved and can they please have their prize.
Yeah, because it's an achievement and it's an accomplishment.
It's such an accomplishment, you know, and it's just to see them excited about reading all summer long is just something that it gives you a lot of hope.
Yeah. So. And doesn't that just, you know, template and just go right into back to school?
Oh, it does. It does. And it really eases that transition back to school, right? Yeah. Because they've been reading all summer. They haven't forgotten. So.
Yeah.
My kid did, but some kids didn't.
Well, there's so much available at Stratford Public Library. Again, we've just really kind of scratched the surface at the resources that are available in terms of the programming that's available for all ages. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me today, Jamie. We can't wait to see everybody in.
That's right. And again, a reminder, Welcoming Week is September 12th through to the 21st. Get all the details with Stratford Public Library, splibrary.ca. And of course, they're located at 19 St. Andrew Street, Stratford. Shauna Kostash. Thanks, Shauna.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Take care.